BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott in for Grimmy this week. This morning, we introduced our new thing, the Sack of Shame. I ride the BBC lifts with a rucksack on my back. In it is a speaker controlled by Chris on his phone. I don't know what it's going to say or when.
Lady in the black jacket, have you just farted?
Doors opening.
I'm sure someone has farted. Smelled like onions.
The full video is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's 6:33. Now it's time for the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Strong start.
What's up, Grimmy?
Sick.
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
Obsessed with the wrong name.
Hello. I'm going to introduce Nomia for the whole show as Stefan Powell. It's Stefan with the news. And then Nomia comes on. Ah. Sorry, she wasn't to know. Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Hey Chris.
Hey.
You alright?
Yeah, really good.
I don't think I slept much.
No?
No, I worry about...
Waking up.
Yeah, the first time I do it, I worry about waking up. But it's all good. This morning, we're on till 10, and we're on for the next 2 weeks. Lots of good stuff for you this morning. Real or No Real is going to be on just after 7 o'clock. Also, we have a brand new game for you called The Sack of Shame.
Sorry, who gave it this name? It's great.
I think the producer.
I love it.
But I like it. We had some fun with this last week, so we'll let you in on that a little bit later on. Just trying to think of what happened at my weekend. Oh, I got a DM from Jedward.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything. That's awkward. Did you get it on the way in?
What did yours say? No?
I'm going to have to find it. Sorry. Something about them being up early watching Captain America and couldn't go to sleep with excitement.
Mine said, we still can't get over innuendo bingo. It was really cool. Scott, are you excited about Eurovision? Now, which one of them is sending these DMs?
I don't know. One of them sent me one recently saying that I was going to take over the world.
They don't make any sense at all. Is it their mum, who is now their manager, or is it actually them? I'm going to reply back.
This is...
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
I've got another one.
Scott Mills.
Got another one. Hey, Scott, really cool picture of you and Rihanna. Wonder if we will ever make your Twitter picture again. Life achievement.
Who's doing it?
I don't know, but why are you up so early? Martin Solvig on BBC Radio 1. That's the favourite song ever of the guy that drives me to my DJ gigs, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
He loves it. If you ever see pictures of my DJ gigs, there will always be a small bald man next to me. Well, every nightclub, every student union gig that I play, always a small bald man. Very nice man.
But it's not your boyfriend.
No. And you need to, I mean, not that it would be a problem, but you need to stop spreading that rumour. Because I know... I've heard it from other people that you do say, when asked, oh yeah, that's Scott's boyfriend. Mm. And now what's started to happen, I think it's because of you, is people sometimes hold up their phone and they've written a text message and it's like, is that your boyfriend? And they hold them up at the front. And I think that's to do with you. Mm. Are you spreading that?
Of course I am.
Right.
If you ever go along to a Scott Mills DJ set,
no,
you
don't.
See a...
don't do this.
Slightly small
don't,
bald man. Start doing heart shapes and things like that.
Don't, because I will ask people to unfollow you on Twitter again.
Oh, don't play this game.
Let's not play this game. Monday morning.
Do you remember when that we did that?
Yeah.
That got nasty.
Mm-hmm. Let's not let it get nasty. Jamie, what?
I was just going to ask you something. Talking of sort of getting rid of people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just seen one of my friends got married over the weekend.
He or she?
She. So I'm thinking of removing her on Facebook.
Right, why are you so weird about that?
It's just something that I feel like, right, there you go. Get on with your life. Leave. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Get off my Facebook.
Right. So have you... is that it then?
Just hovering over. I've just seen the wedding picture and...
Do it.
Oh, she's probably hearing this now as well, which is well awkward.
Does anyone listen to this first bit?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Just people wanging on, isn't it?
I mean, you assume it's there for a reason.
Well, I mean, you'd hope so. So, yes. So, she got married when?
She got married over the weekend, so I'm feeling that she should leave now.
Why? But why? She's just got married. Is it because she's no use to you anymore?
Well, I know that sounds horrible, but I just think it's one of those things. It's like, right, you've made a massive change in your life. Need to go. I don't know if that's unreasonable.
I think it's really bad. Is she a proper friend?
Not really, no.
Get rid of that one. Good morning, Hannah in Wrexham, who's with us early doors this morning. And also Harry and Matthew, who says, looking forward to seeing you both later at the Student Radio Conference in Newcastle. What?
It's a busy day.
Is that today?
It's today.
Newcastle!
From what I understand, we finished the show, then we're off to Newcastle, casual trip. From where we are.
Okay, well, I'm going to need someone to wake me up on that train. Do we have the train details? Okay, I'll do that in a minute. Showbiz news, Chris?
Only a little bit. Right, sad news about Miley Cyrus's dog.
I know, she's really gutted, isn't she?
But seemingly she's paid out £250,000 to build a massive inflatable 30-foot model of her dog, which is now on tour with her.
Right.
It just strikes me as a strange homage.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, I mean, she's not been having a good time. Not that I look at Miley Cyrus's Twitter feed a lot, but she's not enjoying life at the moment. I mean, she's devastated. Tell you what would have cheered her up, though. Jeb would have just sent her a tweet.
Have they?
Yeah. Good morning, Miley. Just want to say thank you for doing your thing. That's it.
They're really on, aren't they?
They're on this morning. I don't know what's going on, but they seem to be up and tweeting everybody.
Gok Wan wants to set up a restaurant.
And, yeah.
James Arthur's tweeted that he still thinks he's with Simon Cowell's management as far as he knows.
Oh.
This comes from over the weekend. There were rumours saying that he'd been dropped.
Has he not? No one told him yet.
But according to Twitter, as far as he knows, he's still with them.
Hashtag love.
Is there not someone you can text and check? Do you know what I mean? I mean, the fact that no one's texting back would suggest maybe it's not.
It's quite bad if they're not texting him back, though.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, right, I'm going to tweet this. As far as I know, I'm with them. So surely you're in or you're out.
I would want to know.
Yeah. Definitely. This is my favourite showbiz story, though, right? Taylor Swift invited the Vamps around to her LA home and cooked them dinner.
I knew this happened.
Cooked them dinner personally, made them a curry.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that actually happened.
She knows how to make a curry?
I mean, it probably wasn't... She probably had cooks.
Have I missed the wrong bit of this story? I'm not that bothered that Vamps went to go meet Taylor Swift. I'm more bothered about the idea of Taylor Swift cooking a curry. And indeed eating one.
Taylor Swift even eating a curry doesn't seem possible, does it?
No.
Think about it. No, I can't...
That's my thought of the day, anyway.
I can imagine her eating, like... She'd eat, like, rabbit food, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She'd pick at a carrot stick.
Absolutely.
A madras? Absolutely not.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
This is Scott Mills at 7:14. Good morning, Jono, who is missing the show so far because there's no 3G on his bus route. Hashtag first world probs.
So he won't hear this?
No, so there's absolutely no point me mentioning it. But maybe, like, get on a school bus with a radio on it next time?
But he is managing to... How do you get in touch with you?
Twitter.
Oh, well, there you go. So we must have some kind of signal, right?
I don't know. I don't think he can hear anything.
No.
It's pointless us chatting about this. Right. We have got Real or No Real coming up. We normally do it at 3:40 p.m. in the afternoon. There's lots of people who are quite confused because it's Monday and it's early, why we're on now. I'm Scott Mills. I'm on this show for the next 2 weeks while Grimmy and his team have a holiday. So we've moved Real or No Real, a selection of facts, some real, some not real, to about 7:15 every morning for you. And that's coming next with one of our lovely listeners. Here's Catfish and the Bottle Men with Kathleen. 7:17. Hi, Amy.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm okay.
What's going on?
I'm just revising.
Oh, no. What are you studying?
Biology, maths and economics.
Gross.
Like a nightmare.
Okay. I know, right?
You've been doing this all day?
Yeah. And for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you can listen to us early in the morning?
Yeah.
You're blatantly not going to be up every morning, though, are you?
No, I'll try. Just you.
Thanks. Yeah, we're on this show for 2 weeks, and this is a game that we normally play at 3:40 in the afternoon, but we thought we'd get it on nice and early while we're on the breakfast show. So let's play Real or No Real. You know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Heard it before. Some facts are real, some not so much.
TV's Philip Schofield spent his early 20s as an amateur UFO hunter, even travelling to Roswell in the USA to look for alien artefacts.
So, Philip Schofield... Hasn't he been on TV since the beginning of time? So I can't really see this.
I haven't even heard of that place in America.
Roswell?
In America? Yeah. Where is Roswell?
It's off of UFOs.
You're not into your UFOs?
No. Sci-fi, no. Stuff like that, no.
Neither am I. I can't be bothered with it.
But I don't know if I would expect Phil Schofield to be bothered about it as well.
He seems too posh for that with This Morning. I don't know.
But as Scott said, he has been a kids presenter since the dawn of time.
Mm.
So I don't know. This is a tricky one.
Right, this is how long he's been doing it. I used to take a picture of him in as a child to my local hairdresser and ask them to do the same hair.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Really? I used to ask for a Philip Schofield. Absolutely, yeah.
And what was that? Was it grey then?
No. This is before the grey, before Silver Fox.
Oh, isn't UFOs a bit who? Don't you think?
UFOs.
Hey!
Oh, no. Wrong
wait,
effect.
Wait up.
Hang on. What was that?
Hello!
Fernando there.
It's not working.
Are you okay, hon?
Not okay, hon.
This is all to who?
Hey!
That's better. So, Philip Schofield, Silver Fox, UFO Hunter, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
Yes, you are both right to go no real.
Yeah.
He's been on TV forever and has never had any time to go UFO hunting. And next.
A Dublin family recently, after hearing a loud scratching noise in the ceiling, found a 2-foot-long rat crawling around their attic. Oh,
that's my actual worst nightmare.
No. Where did it say it was?
Is it Dublin?
In Dublin, they heard a loud scratching noise. Is that 2-foot rat in it?
I read something in the paper the other day that... In the paper? Probably wasn't in the paper, but I saw something online the other day which was saying that there are these super rats coming to the UK.
Yeah, that was in the OOR Daily Star.
Hey!
Who decided to put that on their front page the other day, that like killer rats were coming to kill us all.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that they exist. That's too big.
It is massive, and I would freak out. So what do you think? Real or no real?
It's a bit weird to make up, though, so maybe real?
I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is real.
Oh!
Ooh.
Well, I'm not going to Dublin anytime soon.
No.
What about this, though?
Radio 1's Zane Lowe has a phobia of polythene gloves.
He strikes me as someone, and this won't be talking out of turn, who is very particular about everything. Like, I imagine in his house, everything is lined up. Exactly right. He's the kind of person who can't, you know, if you walk past a switch and it's on but nothing's plugged in, he's the kind of person who'd have to switch it off.
Absolutely. I also think he's the kind of person that would, instead of grabbing a door handle, would try and like use a part that wasn't his hand, like try and grip it with his arm just so he doesn't get the germs on his hand. And also, when you open his cupboards, not I've never been to Zane Lowe's house, but I'm imagining that all the tins will be facing out with the label that's facing out so you can see what everything is.
Do you know what? He's never played innuendo bingo thinking about it. I'm sure we will have asked.
We should definitely get him on. I can't see him doing it, though.
So do you think he would use the gloves to make them clean or something? Like, to not touch germs?
That's what I think. I think he's a clean fanatic.
So Zane Lowe is scared of polythene gloves. What are you saying, Amy?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is no real.
Oh, I take everything back I just said about Zane Lowe's house.
Oh, no.
I know. Awkward. And next.
In Japan, there is a secret island which was removed from many official maps that is populated by thousands of bunnies.
Oh, wow. Like Rabbit Island.
Well, this is like Pig Beach.
Pig Beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember us talking about Pig Beach?
I do. I Googled it after and then saw it on the Kesha video and I was like, oh my God, it's real.
It's a real place. Is it near the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
So want to go.
It's like an island. Just the story goes there was a load of sailors left some pigs there with the intention of coming back and eating them, but never came back, or the boat vanished or something like that. But anyway, there's this whole island that then got populated by pigs.
And then he started swimming.
Yeah, but not only did they swim, they've just got a very nice lifestyle out there. So they've got, like, pigs in Prada sunglasses. They're on sun loungers. They're having a pina colada.
No. Got, like, a piggy mayor.
Yeah, serious.
Wow, that sounds quite cool. I'd like to go there.
Bunny Island in Japan, is it the same as Pig Beach, but for bunnies?
I've got to say, I think this could happen. You know, similar stories. Starts off with a few rabbits, ends up with a lot. I'm going to say...
But where would you stop, though? Because it could just happen for every single animal.
What, different island for everyone?
Yeah.
Could do.
Real or no real?
No real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Let's have a look.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at a video now of a lady visiting Rabbit Island being chased by, like, hundreds of bunnies.
That is so cool. Is this recent? Let's put this on Radio 1 Twitter now, at BBCR1. You'll see the video of this woman on Bunny Island.
Want oh, my God, there's loads.
I know. Like, seriously. Okay, Amy, at the end of that round, you got...
Do you know what? It's a draw. I got 30. Amy got 30.
Yeah.
Yay.
Right, that was your revision break. Now back to studying.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Put us on in the background, though, all right?
Yeah, definitely. I will.
All right. Love you, bye. Thank you.
All right, love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Perfect for Monday morning. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Grimmy's going to Coachella or some festival, yeah? So it's me for the next 2 weeks. That is a festival, right, isn't it?
Well, Coachella, quite, yeah.
Yeah, Coachella, yeah. So it's us. So if you want to play Real or No Real tomorrow, get in touch with us now. You can text 81199 and be on early tomorrow morning. You've got to answer your phone, mind. You've got to be up early. 81199 to be on Real or No Real tomorrow. And thank you to Amy, who's now revising again. Right, so today, after the show, me and Chris are going to Newcastle for the Student Radio Conference. An actual conference, they've invited us.
I've not been to many conferences, Scott.
Nah.
We do a talk?
We're doing a talk. What time are we on? 4?
Oh! Can they not just play the show? Is that not what we're doing right now, except we're just going to go do it in a different place?
Also, I tell you what I've also done. I'm such a geek. Let me go into my man bag. Do you like my new man bag? It's tan.
Lovely.
All sorts in here.
Is this...
I'm such a swot, right? I've printed out all of the points that we've been asked in colour.
What points?
What do you mean, what points? You got sent this email. What? And I've replied to every single question, so I'm all prepared.
Yeah. Right, well, I'm just gonna sleep. That's my plan. I'm just going to sit there and sleep.
Well, you've obviously not done the 5 P's before.
I know a catchphrase, which is something about bad planning with peas. That's not the one you're thinking about. Poor planning prevents poor performance. Or
yeah. Anyway. Prior planning prevents.
Oh, I don't know.
Poor performance. That's 6 P's.
I don't know why you've signed us up to a conference. I find it very odd.
Well, we've been asked. Now on the way there, I'm a very bad passenger to be in front of generally on a train or a plane. Because I do fall asleep. I can sleep anywhere. I will snore, and also I do lash out and kick the seat. You've been there when this happened. People on planes not feeling it at all, were they?
But you know what? I've bought the DVD player that you love.
What, from the 80s?
The one that looks like a cheese toasting machine.
Well, like, I was on a train once with Chris, and I was like, what is that monstrosity? It looked like a George Foreman.
It's going to be great.
It's like, can I get a toasty on that, or are you going to watch a DVD? Have you brought that monstrosity with you again?
Yeah, we need something to do.
Oh, man. Well, I'll be asleep anyway, but do beware that I do kick out and lash out and sometimes go in my sleep if you're... What train are we on? The 1 PM train. Out of London, King's Cross, going to Newcastle today. Now, also, can I appeal for some help? I am very bad at waking up, and I will end up in Scotland somewhere if someone doesn't wake me up. So if anyone else is taking the 1 PM train out of London, King's Cross today to Newcastle, can you text 81199? I might call you back and get you to wake me up. Hello, it's Scott Mills. And Grimmy is away for this week and next week. So we're on in this half hour. Loads of good tunes. Your new number one from Aloe Black. Also Lily Allen, new track. And Avicii, Addicted to You. Not much uptake on this at the moment. If you're on the 1 PM train out of London, King's Cross to Newcastle today, or you might be travelling further afield, but if you're going to be on that train, can I have someone to text in, please, on 81199 to wake me up? You can decide how you want to wake me up, but I need to be woken up at the Newcastle stop so I get off for the student radio conference. Otherwise, it's going to go wrong. You know I'll end up in Inverness or somewhere. So I'm in coach B.
Are you okay? Why are you doing this? It's a bit of an odd request.
Someone's like, oh, you'll be in first class. No, I'm not. So come find me. Also, that like, someone's like, well, we won't be able to get to you. You'll be in first class. They don't, like, stop you from going through, do they?
But will they be able to get past your security?
Well, it'll just be you, and you'll be watching the George Foreman.
But where are you going to put your bodyguards? Your
there aren't any.
Your harem.
My harem? Are you not concerned that by catching the 1 p.m. train, you will arrive in Newcastle with 11 minutes to get to the conference? Is that right?
Apparently that wasn't. That is a concern.
Excellent. It's going well.
Yeah.
I can't wait for today. It could be, like, it's prone to error, I think.
This is Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
I can't believe there's no one on this train to wake me up later on. Someone says, give me your number and I'll wake you up. Give you a call, says Ash. In Devon, not the same. I need someone to be on the train. This is the 1 p.m. from London King's Cross to Newcastle, Coach B, where I'll be sleeping mostly on the way to a conference later. If anyone's going to be on the train, you can decide how to wake me up. Maybe just a little ruffle of my hair or full-on party poppers and vuvuzelas.
I love that you can't rely on me for this either.
Well, because you'll also be asleep. Well, you'll be watching a film and, like, on your weird 80s DVD player that you've bringing with you. That's going to weigh down you today.
It does, yeah, but I feel it's necessary.
Gemma's been on saying, question, how do you address new flatmates after you've just screamed so loud in your sleep the night before? I am mortified. That's awkward. So she just moved into a house with loads of new flatmates and she knows that she was screaming horrendously loud last night. She hardly knows these people. Mm. It's that first thing when you're, like, in the kitchen making breakfast. Like, hi.
I'll just put it out there. Look, I'm really sorry. I am a screamer. I am who I am.
I scream in my sleep.
Deal with it.
Do you know what I'm obsessed with at the moment? These apps that you can get that record what you say in your sleep?
Yes.
Well, you've done a bit about this before. Yes. Do you remember we recorded you on one of these? So what you do is, like, it's an app and it records what you say. Now, most of it is nonsense and just rustling noises. But occasionally, there's a moment of genius on there. And it's done in, like, a WAV form. So you can get to the good bits because you just see, like, where the WAV goes up.
Well, it only records when it picks something up.
Yeah, I mean,
generally, it's sort of you turning around in your sleep, but just every now and then it's good.
Yeah, because you shouted out, is it the Chinese man? When you did it before, do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Now, I've found some great ones of these. And if you've got any, maybe you've recorded yourself before in your sleep, then send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. So what you do is you get your phone, you put the app on, you just put it by your bed and then go to sleep for the night. Mm. And then in the morning, sometimes you wake up with some gems. Right, I found this on one of the apps. So here is a girl that was obviously dreaming about the song Louder by DJ Fresh and is singing it in her sleep. But listen for the little surprise after.
It's going in, it's going in, it's going in.
Amazing.
I really hope these are real.
I think it's a common theme with the stuff that gets recorded in your sleep, isn't it?
If you're offended by farting, then this bit's probably not for you, because there are a few.
It's coming in, it's coming in, it's coming in.
Also, my other favourite.
Surely, after that line in that song as well. I really hope that's real.
Also, my other favourite is people who apologise before farting in their sleep. They're doing a sleep apology.
I'm really sorry.
Listen again.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, no. Well, I suppose it, as well, if you are sharing a bed with someone else and it only takes one of you to use the app, doesn't it? It will pick up all sorts.
And then there's stuff that just can't be explained. Listen to this dude.
Sorry, I'm just a man, that's all.
I'm just a man, that's all.
Sorry, I'm just a man, that's all.
And my personal favourite...
Go over the window, Gary. Don't open the window.
I love the way he replies from afar.
Don't open the window, Gary. Don't open the window.
I forget. I didn't hear that the first time. Can I open the window, Gary? So, if you have recorded yourself sleeping and you've got any clips you want to send me, you can email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And we'll record our sleep tonight.
Yes.
And it might be awful, like nothing might happen, or there might be some good bits in there. You never know.
Sorry, I'm just a man, that's all.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
It's 7:48. 7:51 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Scott Mills, Grimmy's off this week and next week.
I love your priorities there. I've got some more.
I know.
Oh, Lily Allen.
Obsessed. Here's a woman that wants to be a potato in her sleep.
I want to be a potato.
Oh, this is going to provide endless entertainment.
I want to be a potato.
And here's someone with details of how they want to get married, and they're planning it in their sleep.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Oh, nothing compares to... Open the window, Gary, though.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Yep, certainly does.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Okay, so... Oh, fart jokes, they still good, aren't they? Any other clips you've got? Maybe you recorded yourself. We're going to do it tonight. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Right, we've got a new game after 8 o'clock, which I'm looking forward to letting you hear, but I really didn't enjoy doing it, I've got to be honest. So it's called The Sack of Shame. Now, I had to, at the end of last week, ride up and down the big glass lifts here at the BBC. Anyone could get in these lifts. Management, newsreaders, celebrities, grumpy engineers, tourists on the BBC tour, they all use these lifts. Imagine if you had a bag on your back, a small rucksack with a speaker in it, and somebody else was controlling what the speaker said, and you've just got to go with it, whatever happens. Sack of shame, about 8:10. Scottish pride from Biffy Clyro Mountains on BBC Radio 1. Good morning, this is Scott Mills. On the breakfast show, Grimmy's off to Coachella, yeah, to dance and party for 2 weeks. So we're on in the morning. Happy Monday is still on though at 9:30 this morning. If you're in need of some pick me up tunes, so the sack of shame is next. I on Friday spent a lot of time riding up and down in the big glass lifts here at the BBC, which everyone can see going up and going down, up. And down, right to the top where Radio 1 is, right down to the bottom where BBC News is. Now, anyone at any point can get in these lifts. So I'm talking about really important people at the BBC and people that don't really get the joke, probably from Radio 4. Some news readers, celebrities. Have you noticed sometimes when you're in the lift here at the BBC, because it's a lot of radio and a lot of TV, when people get in the Radio 1 lift, we've talked about this before, they kind of turn their nose up.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Oh, I'm in the Radio 1 lift. Oh, sorry about this. Ugh.
But they have to pretend not to laugh as well. Like, yeah. If there is something funny going on, they will do everything they can not to laugh.
I wish that I could be in the lift during, but I can't because I present it, during an innuendo bingo. Because it would be really awkward.
Mm.
With some real kind of stuffy types. Anyway, so everyone uses these lifts. It's your way of getting to your floor where you work. Imagine if you were wearing a rucksack on your back, which had a speaker in it, which was worked by Bluetooth.
So this is my favourite thing. And I had this idea because basically I got it as a present. I got this speaker as a present. But I worked out a way on my phone to make it talk. So what's great is I can make my phone speak using the voice of Siri.
Siri.
And it goes through to this speaker. But the great thing is I can be quite far away from the speaker to make it work.
Yeah.
Do you want a little demo?
Okay, so you've got a speaker in here now.
But what's great is you can have this speaker on your back. I can be quite far away and I can make it say anything. So you get all the embarrassment.
Okay, give us a demo.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Again?
I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
It's great. It's my new favourite toy, and I couldn't wait to try it out on you.
When that last song was on, I went for a poo.
Yeah. It's high-level humour.
It's amazing.
But remember, anyone can get in these lifts at any time. And they did. Hear the absolute cringiest thing you've heard for a while after this amazing record, Shift Key and Touch. You're listening to Radio 1. So, the sack of shame. How often are we going to do this? Because I'm not sure I could be put through it again anytime soon.
Oh, it's my new favourite toy.
Can I have a go at one point? I think I should. Yeah, no. I think I can. It's my name above them doors. If we can make that happen, maybe next week. Yeah. In car, yeah.
But the thing is, we can use this thing anywhere. It's there now. It's a speaker in a bag.
It's just a speaker in a bag. So what happens is I was riding up and down in the big lifts at the BBC. You're kind of on show. Anyone can get in the lifts. I've got a bag on my back. It's being worked by Chris. He's got a speaker in there. It's a Bluetooth speaker. He can make it say whatever he wants just by typing it into his phone. And then he presses play and his phone can work it. Mm. And then it's kind of like you never know what it's going to say and you don't know when it's going to go off.
I guess the beauty of this building, though, is that because they're glass lifts, I can see who's coming into the lift with you from quite far away.
Yeah.
You know, I can see who's looking like they're about to go in the lift as well. So I could personalise the messages.
So Chris is nowhere near the lift. He's kind of like quite far away, but he can see because it's all glass here in the building. There's like an atrium. He can see exactly who's getting into the lift and he can see my reaction when I'm in the lift. But he's handily very far away, just pressing play on his phone, and then it comes out of the speaker. So there I am, getting in the lift, and I'm being told that I need to keep riding up and down from 0 to the 8th floor where Radio 1 is. And this happens.
Anyone else having naughty thoughts? Oh.
Opening.
I am thinking very naughty thoughts about you right now.
Lift going down.
This is awful.
Did he say thank you on the end?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think so.
I am thinking very naughty thoughts about you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God. And do you know what the best thing about this was? I could see your face.
Right, so I don't like situations of confrontation or where I'm going to cringe. I actively run away from them. So for me, this is the worst thing. And I think this is definitely one of the worst ones you did.
Anyone else notice that Scott Mills is in the lift? Aren't you lucky to ride with a celebrity?
Lift going up.
You all know you want a photo.
Literally, my head is in my hands at this point. Everyone's there was some really annoyed-looking people as well. Mm. So here's one of the annoyed people. Probably not best to say it to her.
Door closed.
Well, hello, pretty lady.
Yeah, can I
ring
you in 2 minutes?
Sorry,
I'm in a lift and someone's making a recording.
Yes, can you?
So I'm stuck in a lift with this rucksack on and there's a speaker in the rucksack and it's saying whatever and I have no control over it. He's in control of it. Here's another one for you.
The man at the back of the lift has massive feet. Oh. You know what they say about men with big feet.
Sixth floor.
Awkward silence.
Doors open.
Big socks.
I so want to do this on you at some point.
This is the best.
Here's a really awkward one too.
Doors closing.
Really does make me laugh how some people have jobs in this place.
I just read it. Oh my.
And Church blatantly fancies the other girl in the lift.
Down.
Door
opening.
Oh, God.
Lift going
everybody.
Right, someone's texted in. I can't listen to this anymore. It's too cringe. That's from Amy. My cringe glands are up. That's from Lauren. And what about the lady in the black jacket? She wasn't keen.
Lady in the black jacket, have you just farted? Oh.
Sixth floor. Doors opening.
I'm sure someone has farted. It was a bad one as well.
Doors opening.
So awkward.
Smelled like onions.
Ground floor.
Please get me out.
Doors
She was not laughing. If you want to see this, we filmed it, obviously.
Oh, it's great.
We filmed it from afar. But also, there was like a little tiny camera in the corner, top corner of the lift, so you can see me in there as well. Dying of embarrassment.
But we, do you know what? It doesn't need to stop there. We could do this in a library.
Yeah.
We could do this in someone's lecture. I mean, we could take this bag anywhere.
We could do it on the train later on the way to Newcastle.
Hey, good idea.
So if you want to see the film, it's the Radio 1 YouTube channel. That's where you need to go. And if you go to Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook, there's a simple link on there right now for you. So Radio 1 YouTube channel, or go to Radio 1 Twitter or Facebook and you'll see the video of me in the lift. Well, she's ruined it, hasn't she? Beyonce, I mean.
What do you mean?
She's ruined the Vote George song. If you weren't listening to our afternoon show, I've been playing lots of student union campaign videos. You know, like people that want to be president. And people are often making videos now to current songs to try and get some votes. George was one of them.
Yeah. For minimum security standards on our student properties, vote George. Yeah, vote George.
Swag.
Vote George, I'm cruising in the night bus, I'm taking on these landlords.
I think he wants to be community officer.
It was like communities officer.
Yeah, he'll look after you if you're, you know, renting a house. He'll bust out the landlords.
What a legend, though. In this video, he's there, like, it's a bit disturbing in parts, but very funny.
He is crawling along the floor, Beyonce style, in the library at one point. But he won.
Vote George, right.
Oof. Well done, George.
I still love it.
Coming up. Floors, Bastille.
Oh, George.
I'm obsessed with these sleep apps at the moment that record what you're sleep saying in your sleep. Here's another one for you.
I put it on Cameron Sunderman, 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 Sunderman.
Absolute nonsense song.
You need to remember to record you tonight.
I'm going
to.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
Justin Timberlake, Mirrors. Went to see him last week. I like that they did a little shout out to Baby George off of Royals.
I love it when the Royals go to a concert. I don't know why.
But here's the thing. They weren't even there.
Oh, were they not?
No, he just wanted to put, like, just do a cheers to George.
Really?
Yeah. Justin Timberlake and Mirrors on BBC Radio 1. It's 8:42. So my mate was out at the weekend, and you know in clubs, the toilet attendant.
Mm.
Always there, aren't they?
Love them.
And the man who hands out the paper towels and offers the sprays and the lollipops, etc. Are the lollipops still on? They're still on, aren't they?
Yeah.
Says to my mate, listen, I've got a really urgent call that I need to take. I trust you. I mean, I've just sprayed you and you've paid me money. So would you mind taking over?
Oh, wow.
For 20 minutes?
I would love that.
So my mate is there handing out the paper towels. He's giving people the lollipops.
Is he doing the rhymes?
He's doing the phrases. He did no spray, no...
Yeah.
No sanitation, no...
Yeah, no splash, no...
Yeah, that. He did all of them. Because the guy was like, okay, I'll teach you the four phrases that you need.
Incredible.
Gave him like a little masterclass, and then he's like, right, I'm off. So he's there doing it. This is absurd. And an hour later, he's still not back. And my mate's like, paper towel. Kind of wanting to get on and enjoy his night, because all my other mates are like, hello. He's just in the loo being the attendant. How much do you have to tip then, please?
Generally £1, I think, isn't it? But hang on a second. So did your mate end up, like, did the guy come back?
He came back eventually, but it was, like, about an hour. And he said he'd be 15, 20 minutes.
You know what I would love? When I was at school, I had to do work experience at a lawyer's. Like, completely pointless. Never going to do it. But imagine getting work experience as a toilet attendant. I'd have loved it.
You'd rather that over a lawyer, right?
Absolutely.
And that's why he's here, ladies and gentlemen.
My mum would be so proud.
Right there. I know, she already is. See, I know people that, like, refuse to tip them. Because actually, I mean, and I don't, I mean, I take paper towels, but that's not really their job. And they shouldn't be handing them to me anyway.
I don't like it when they own the water.
No.
Right?
That's not your water. And also, I'm basically paying for you I'm paying you to go for a wee. Now, you're not doing it for me. It's clearly all me, this. Mm. So why am I really paying you? Because I don't take the sprays. I don't nick the lollipops. I should be able to take the paper towels myself. Like, don't hand them to me. And also, you don't own the water. You're absolutely right.
No, but I think you can take. I think the point is you pay for the sprays, don't you? But they make it incredibly awkward for you. As in, if you take the water and don't pay anything, you are judged.
You really judged.
I always make up an excuse.
Like, I'll do it next time.
I'm really sorry. I've just got here in a big rush. Just got to meet some people.
But like when I went to, you know, I went to Morocco the other week, and in the airport, there was no sprays, there was no lollipops, but there were people handing out paper towels. They wanted like, I don't know, 100 dirhams, which is, I don't know how much that is, but like, let's say a quid, right? You're not doing anything. And this is in the airport, not tipping you. Sorry, bye. Right. New track of the day is by Foxes. Love her. Love Louise.
Is that her name?
Yes. Did you think her name was actually Foxes?
No. I didn't think it was Foxes, but it was one of those that I've never really questioned what she's actually called. It's good to know. Good fact.
Yeah. So the new track is Radio 1's track of the day. You're going to hear it all day long. Follow up to Let Go for Tonight, which got to number 7 in the charts a month or so ago. New album Glorious is out on the 12th of May, and a UK tour also in May. See what you think of Foxes holding on to heaven. Radio 1's track of the day. Oh, I really like Foxes. I love Let Go for Tonight. I love that as well.
Did you like her before she was mainstream?
Or? Yeah, no, someone's actually just texted that in. I loved her before she was mainstream. Oh, I loved them before they were even invented. Louisa, you toilet attending, avoiding div. Thank you. Louisa there. Louisa Allen. Do you think she called herself Foxes because it sounds too like Lily Allen? Maybe. Or maybe that's never crossed your mind. You don't have to pay them, says Kieran in Surrey. I never do. You should if you're getting the sprays. If not, then don't.
Here's a question. Did your mate get to keep the tips?
I don't know, actually. He didn't text me that bit. That's true. Also, that's happened to me. Leon from Ipswich. In Egypt, there's someone that just stands by the door anywhere and just points male or female and then goes, hello.
Really?
Give us the monies. So apparently a really good remix of that Annie Mack played on Friday as well. That's Radio 1's track of the day. You're hearing it all day long. Foxes holding on to heaven. For the rest of the week, there's good stuff going on. Friday, Scott's tape. Already picked the tunes for that. So I did that yesterday, actually. So I felt like it was Friday, even though it was Sunday yesterday. Handpicked by myself. And then you choose the second half hour. That's on Friday, looking forward.
Did you do it the same way you used to do the Wonder Years? In a row? Glass of red wine.
That's right.
Uh-huh. In front of a fire.
Smoking jacket. Thursday, Innuendo Bingo. That's on. But that's going to be... Obviously, we do it in the afternoon normally. That's going to be at the earlier time of 9:30. Wednesday, this is pretty cool. We have the stars of the amazing Spider-Man 2 in live on this show. Andrew Stone. And no, it's right, this is going to be a problem.
Who is it again?
Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. Not Andrew Stone off of Triple Threat.
Andrew Stone, formerly of Pineapple Dance Studio. Can we not get him in as well so that technically mistake in front of them, we go, well, he is here and he's just under the desk or something?
Don't encourage him, please. He's disappeared for a reason. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
Oh, do you know what's... Sorry, I've got to say this. Do you know what? After you mentioned him last week, I ended up doing a bit of research on him and found out he gives a name to his fans.
Yeah.
This is Andrew Stone. Stone Zoners.
If you need more work to do in the office, Chris, I can... can arrange that.
So come on in. So, Andrew Garfield.
Yes, he's actual Spider-Man. Too.
Emma Stone.
They're a couple in real life as well.
So, they're together in real life.
Yeah, they're a couple, yeah. So, that's Wednesday morning that's happening. And tomorrow, we catch up with... Oh, you're gonna love it. Hayley off the call centre. You know the tea lady? Call centre's back on BBC Three this week. So, we'll have a chat with Hayley tomorrow. Hopefully she won't swear. And the winner of The Voice, actual Jermaine, will be on this show live tomorrow morning. It's a very busy week. Did anyone see the Will I Am Jermaine Jackson Jackman mash on Saturday.
It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. I'm not sure how I feel about
it. I'm not sure. Here it is if you missed it. Do a proper song.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look.
I thought I was in London's West End.
Into your imagination.
Come on, I mean, that's not a final song, is it?
It was well weird. And well, it's weird hearing Will.i.am trying to sing as well.
There's nothing to it.
Jazz hands.
There is no, hey. I find no.
I was watching it going, what? What?
Is this a really good idea, really?
But you know, it's one of those things where Will.i.am was like, I got a good idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to appear, and then I'll vanish, and then I'll appear again, and then I'll vanish. And all the producers are like, OK, well, like, they can't say no to him.
But you have to trust his opinion. I mean, I was watching this thinking, God, I really don't get this, but maybe it's, you know, something that's too cool for me. I mean, Will.i.am knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Will.i.am knows what he's doing, and then his act actually won the competition. So that shows what we know, doesn't it? Jermaine's on the show tomorrow on BBC Radio 1. OK, what are you saying about this new Kooks track? I'd like your opinion. Get involved. 81199. Tweet at BBC R1. They have a new album, which is out in July. You've heard this before. It's a Radio 1 track of the day. They are back. Kooks. And the track is Down. OK, so if you've just tuned in this morning, maybe you missed the earlier part of the show. You missed me being obsessed with these apps where you can record what you say in your sleep. There's a selection of some of the best ones on this app that I found over the weekend, and I want you to send them in. Loads of people have been doing this already, actually. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. These apps record what you say in your sleep, and every time there's a noise, it kind of picks it up. Often it's just rustling or the occasional, but sometimes there's there's genius stuff on there. Like this girl that starts to sing DJ Fresh in her sleep, followed by a little fart.
It's going in, it's going in, it's going in. I don't
know. My personal favourite, I think Gary might have done this before, which is why she's not happy.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Here's someone that wants to be a potato. Why do people say this in their sleep? And this is random.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house. Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
There's going to be so many, isn't there?
I really hope so. Send them in, please, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we can play them a bit later on in the week, I hope. But for now, I'm happy with... Go and open the window, Gary.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Also this morning, we did our new feature, The Sack of Shame. Last week, I was humiliated in the Radio 1 and BBC lift. The big glass lifts here at the BBC. And anyone can get in these lifts. There's management, newsreaders, celebrities... Anybody, tourists, they all use these lifts. Imagine if you had a bag on your back, a small rucksack, and Chris is controlling a Bluetooth speaker, which is in my bag. He is away from me. I'm in the lift. But it's quite clever, this thing.
Yeah. So basically, I can get my phone to talk in the voice of Siri. Basically,
the old Siri.
Yeah. Anything I want to type in. I mean, anything. And it reads it out, and then it will come out on this Bluetooth speaker in a backpack on Scott's back.
So I'm in the lift. I don't know what it's going to say or when it's going to go off. But Chris is looking at me from afar. He's kind of like over the other side of the building. And he can see me because all this building is glass. So he can see when someone's about to get in the lift. And then he presses play.
Anyone else notice that Scott Mills is in the lift? Aren't you lucky to ride with a celebrity?
Lift going up.
You all know you want a photo.
The full cringe video with all the silences in between where I'm just like holding my head in my hands is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now and Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook.
Go on, close.
Well, hello, pretty lady.
Yeah, can I ring you in 2 minutes? I'm in a lift.
Oh.
Yes, to you.
Another one.
Go on, closing.
Really does make me laugh how some people have jobs in this place.
I just read it.
Oh, and Chert blatantly fancies the other girl in the left.
Down. Shut up!
Door open.
Oh, God.
Lift
I'm
going
so sorry,
up.
Sorry,
everybody.
It's a mix of panic, anxiety and terror on my face. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now and the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Do you know what? We can use that sack of shame anywhere, though, couldn't we?
We're going to take it with us today, aren't we, to Newcastle?
Shall we?
I think we should. I'm not sure we should use it during our boss's speech at the conference.
I don't know. I'm tempted. I'm tempted.
Okay.
If you see me on my phone, you'll know what I'm up to.
Okay. Can I just say to our bosses who are also going to the Student Radio Conference in Newcastle today, if that does happen during any speech that you're doing later, that is nothing to do with me.
Scott's name on the door.
Or him. Doing the final notes for my little speech at the radio conference later that we're doing, Chris.
Are we not twosing up on this thing?
Sorry?
Are we not together? Are we not doing this speech together?
No, we've got to speak separately. We're on stage together.
What do you mean?
We've got to speak separately.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Why?
About our careers.
That's going to be funny, isn't it? Surely, why don't we just team up? Half the problem.
No. It says you have to answer separately. Student radio keynote speech, how to make entertaining radio. What's your answer for that?
I don't know. I'll just pass it over to you and just play on my phone.
There's different types of entertainment radio. Innuendo Bingo gets a mention, so you have to be on there.
Do we have to pretend like everything's really thought through?
Why would you say that?
Well, I just mean often we just have a laugh, don't we? I mean, is that an acceptable answer?
We do often just have a laugh, but can I just say, and students, if you're on your way to the conference right now, this show is planned meticulously.
I don't think it's worth an hour's speech at a conference, to be frank. I think it's quite simple. We have a laugh.
Well, now you're just ruining everything, aren't you? Don't say that. Oh, we just have a laugh. Like, because people will be expecting insight. They want to get into radio.
This is a bit like when I did the interview with Mila Kunis and then everyone afterwards sat around and debated it. Do you remember those American...
Yeah.
That American panel show that sat around going...
On CNN.
The incredible thing he does here is...
But what is this guy? Is he like a proper comedian? I mean, his act is quite vaudeville.
It's like, just having a laugh.
He just turned up, mate.
Just literally turned up and did what I could do.
You also have to summarise your career in 10 seconds. That won't be hard.
Oh, wow.
Three should do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow morning, including an early game of Innuendo Bingo at 9:30.
BBC
Radio 1.